In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a 7-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Blue Wire.
You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Sure. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go get there.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Wanted to jump in here and give you guys an extra episode this week, and I'll probably be giving you guys more episodes or extra episodes more often. Going to try and start podcasting more often, get some more podcasts out there for you guys. And I will say, you know, I really felt the urge this week just coming off that tough loss against the Falcons. And that's really, I guess, just because that was the idea that, you know, kind of sparked the podcast, my podcast, to start, you know, a few years ago or 2 years ago, whatever it's been. We got our butts kicked by the 49ers, whatever that was, in Santa Clara. That urged me, and you know what it is? I don't know what it is, really. There's something wrong. They're sick in the head somehow that I, no matter what, love this team, enjoy the team. Still, no matter what happens, all of us, and I'm sure you guys will all agree with me, you know, we're going to wake up on Sunday morning and be ready to play the Jets, and I don't care if they're winless. I don't care what the deal is. We're 6-5. And we're going to try and, you know, we're going to get this bounce back win. We're going to be 7-5. And we're going to be feeling good. That's what we, you know, that's what we wake up on Sunday for. That's our plan. There's no doubt in our mind. We're not going to come out here thinking we're losing. We're going to wake up and we're going to look for the silver and black to win on Sunday. And we're going to be 7-5. It doesn't matter how we do it. I know a lot of people are looking at this Falcons game. Oh, we're going to blow them out, blah, 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 blah. That's where we need to stop, slow down, and realize that's where just win baby comes in. I don't care how we do it. Let's quit. Don't look overlook the opponent. We got to do whatever we can to get out there and get the W. Just win, baby. And I don't care what it is. I don't care how close it is. I don't care how low scoring it is. I don't care if we're still slipping up. If we can get to 7-5, I'm still going to feel really good to be able to close out those final, whatever it is now after that, would be 4 games to get in the playoffs. So there's plenty of reason to be excited. There's plenty of reason to not look at this and think I should be worried. Because I don't think you should. I mean, yeah, maybe. I'd say this is probably the most, the biggest situation of a must win that we've had all year long. But, you know, hey, let's not be worried. I think this Raiders team has proven they can win under big moments. They can go out in prime time. They can beat the Saints. They can go to Arrowhead. They can beat the Chiefs. They can compete with the best. They can compete with the Chiefs again. They can compete with a lot of good teams. Go blow for blow with a lot of good teams. And don't let just this one game, this one week 12 game, get y'all bent out of shape. It doesn't change anything for anybody because I'll tell you what, everybody on the team, it just shows ultimate team sport. Whenever some guys start to not show up, some units aren't getting it. Most likely, pretty much all the units and all of the team isn't going to look very good. I can go back and I can look at this game and you know, there's probably a few standout players. There's a few players that came out early in the game on defense. In that first half for the defense, there's a few players out there that really stood out to me. I'm really excited about Kwiatkowski. Nicholas Morrow doing good with a lot of his snaps. Corey Littleton coming back on fire. Jonathan Abram out there playing hard always. Trayvon Mullen being a stud. But whenever you flip around and you look at the offense and the offensive struggles, I can't really find anybody out there that was actually, you know, playing good. It was an entire unit struggling. The entire offensive line was struggling. Brandon Parker wasn't having the game or, you know, the career turnaround. You know, path that we're used to right now. You know, his victory campaign kind of came to a halt, and it was really most of the offensive line. Even Colt Miller was struggling a little bit. You know, I saw a lot of the interior offensive linemen kind of struggling a little bit. The entire offensive line as a unit just wasn't very good. And, I mean, Derek Carr didn't have a great game. You know, ball security is going to be probably his main concern. Shout out to, of course, Derek Carr too, and his baby. He's now officially a girl dad. So I'd like to see, you know, the offensive line and himself get back into a rhythm. And of course, in sequence, that will be the running back, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Booker, getting back into a groove, getting back after it. I think that's very well possible. I'm not going to look at this game and see it as a complete loss for the season. No, it's just one game. Now this is where we prove if that one game is really going to affect us. We got to get out to the Jets. I don't care what it takes. Just win, baby. Get out there. The one thing I will say that really, you know, made me happy about the offense was seeing Henry Ruggs get a little involved. You know, Nelson Agholor had his plays. Darren Waller got his touches. Hunter Renfro's real shifty. I love Hunter Renfro. Every other time he gets the ball, he's making a play. But Henry Ruggs getting out there and making some big plays, some big catches. He had a big catch across the middle, but before that, that huge catch down the sideline, that contested one-on-one 50-50 ball that DC threw up to him, and he came down with it strong. I mean, that's what we know Henry Ruggs for. Those few times on the sideline, not getting his feet in bounds, things like that, you know, kind of threw us for a curveball. But being able to see him get back in a groove whenever the offense wasn't really in one made me feel good. Had the offense been firing on all cylinders again, had we not had chintzy penalties, had we been able to keep drives going, I think Henry Ruggs would have been an even bigger factor. So I still think that there's things to be excited about. And I do want to get into it just a little bit more, but let's actually take this quick break, and then, you know, whenever I get back, we'll get a little bit more into our week 13 matchup. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria, and you contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Football is back in full swing, and you might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on every possible chance to win this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So, like I was saying, getting back into this thing, going into week 13, looking at the New York Jets, I'm honestly going to pin this as a must win. I cannot fall 6-6 to the Falcons and the Jets. I'm looking at this thing, and no matter what the outcome is, or the scoreboard, should I say, it has to be a W. It has to be 7-5. And I don't care if we're feeling a little ugly right now, we need just a little pick-me-up, and that always comes with wins. Winning fixes everything, and I don't care if it's against a winless team. I don't care if it's an ugly win, a win's a win. So that's where I sit. I want to give a quick shout-out to Trent Sieg, our long snapper. Prayers for his family. If anybody follows him on social media, if you don't, you should find him maybe on Instagram, Trent Sieg. I think he's on Twitter as well. His family, unfortunately, just went through a miscarriage. A parent's probably, you know, one of their worst nightmares, especially whenever it's early on, you know, carrying a baby like that. I can't imagine as a father. That's, you know, things that I always worried about the most. In the first parts, you know, I have two kids, you know, whenever my wife was carrying them, that's your biggest worry at that time, right? Of course, the worries change as they grow, as they develop. But at that time, you know, thoughts and prayers for Trent Sieg. Find him on social media. He's posted about it. Send him a message. Send him a comment on that post. Let him know that Raider Nation has his back and is thinking about him, praying for him. And, you know, we look forward to, of course, always appreciate his play on the field. So that's, you know, where Raider Nation as a family gives back. Man, can't imagine. But I will say, you know, going into this thing, we got to look at, there's so many different variables. It's cool to see Trent Brown hopefully coming back tomorrow. This is going to be Wednesday. Hopefully coming back Wednesday and practicing. I don't expect him to be playing this week against the Jets. And that's okay. Let him rest. You know, if we're going to get him back, let's get him back 100%. Unfortunately, you know, we're not going to get Richie Incognito back, but getting Denzel Good back, and this is a little topic I want to get into right now, and that's some guys that we need to re-sign. One of them is going to be Denzel Good. Denzel Good can be a long-term option at interior guard, and he wants to be a Raider for life, according to his Twitter. He wants to. So, for me, Denzel Good is a priority this offseason. Sign him to a 3 or 4 year contract. I don't care. He's played great. He played great last year filling in, and he's played great this year as almost a full-time starter. Another guy we need to sign is Nelson Agholor. Nelson Agholor's definitely turned a corner. He's, you know, the case of the drop season has kind of been a thing a little bit for the team the last few weeks. Does Nelson Agholor still have that? Does he still drop the ball? Yes. Is it a big deal? No, because he's still making big plays. And I'm not worried about it. Nelson Agholor's not going to come on some gigantic, lucrative contract. Nelson Agholor would lock up for a few years at a very good price. He'd be quite the bargain, in my opinion. He signed a prove-it contract, and you don't sign a prove-it contract unless, you know, you need to prove that you can be a full-time NFL wide receiver. So I think, you know, the Raiders have all the leverage with this. I'm sure he'd love to keep playing for Derek Carr, a guy that's resurrected his career. And I'm still going to say, Derek Carr is a weird topic right now because apparently a lot of people like to throw out 11 weeks of production all in one game. They like to just throw it out the window. But I still think Derek Carr is going to be one of those guys that we need to lock up long-term in the offseason. Keep him around for a long time. You see Patrick Mahomes around for 10 years. We saw Derek Carr outplay him twice whenever they're both on the field. So I think that number four is another guy that, you know, among the three, go ahead, whatever, get mad about it. I don't really care because I think number four is, you know, the guy here at quarterback that's going to lead this team to, you'll see this year, the playoffs and one day a championship. And that's kind of what we're banking on here. So Raider Nation, I want to know your thoughts. Make sure you get in and you download the Sided Debates app. Sided.co at the end. Sided.co, go to their website on your phone, or you can go to Sided Debates on your app store. Download that. We're doing a lot of debates, a lot of voting, a lot of, you know, seeing how Raider Nation feels, and I'm featuring those comments and those opinions and those debates, whatever you're thinking on the topic that I bring up. I talk about it in my midweek show, which we'll be talking about here in the next couple days. So download that app, create an account, follow me at Raider Cody, and keep up, turn on notifications, and keep up with all my debates weekly. I'll be posting a debate weekly. And right now, it's talking about this last game. Is this loss, this big loss, was it just a fluke? Did the Raiders just roll over, and did they just flop? Did they just suck that day? Or is this going to be who the Raiders are this year? Is it going to be the same old Raiders? Is this going to be the Raiders like last year who, you know, went 6-4 and then went on like a huge skid, 3-game skid, whatever it was, and then fell out of the playoffs? Is it going to be them, or is this Raiders team for real and they're going to flip it right back around and get in the playoffs? That's the topic. Get in there, vote on if it's just a fluke or if they're just going to be the same old Raiders. Go vote. Drop an opinion. You can comment on it, and I'll be talking about it in my next podcast or my YouTube channel as well. Get on there with a separate video, a couple different options. So if you want to get shared and give a, you know, if you want a shout out here on the show, that's how you do it. But besides that, Raider Nation, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Little bonus episode. I'm going to try and crank out more of these a little bit more often, and then we'll go from there. So Raider Nation, I'll see you guys in a couple days. Later.